Chapter 4. Once Connected, Always Connected. Living in a Holographic Universe. A mystery was alluded to in the previous experiments where the photons were separated by 14 miles, yet acted as if they were still connected, a mystery that was never solved. Part of the proof that the divine matrix actually exists comes from experiments precisely like this one. They show that when two somethings have been physically joined, like those two particles, for example, they act as if they're still connected to one another, even though they were separated by distances ranging from feet to hundreds of miles. The question is why? We've all heard that a picture is worth a thousand words. As a visual person, I know that this is true for me. To see one demonstration of how to start the engine of my truck, for example, is much more meaningful to me than reading all the pages of a manual describing why the pistons move and why the spark plugs spark when I turn the key. Once I can see the big picture, then I can always go back and understand the details if they're even still important. Sometimes I just want my truck to start. And I suspect many of us work this way. Although we find ourselves in a high-tech world of how-to manuals and computer tutorials of why something is as it is, a direct experience is still the best way to explain a new idea clearly. A powerful example of such a direct experience is our introduction to this idea of a hologram. Holograms have been used in research since their discovery in the late 1940s. Since that time, however, precisely what one is and how it works has had little meaning to the average non-technical person until the original Star Wars motion picture was released in 1977. In a pivotal scene early in the film, we see the representative of an entire planet, Princess Leia, pleading for help to save her people. She encodes her requested message in the form of a digital hologram stored in the memory of R2-D2, her android, a character that's captured the hearts and the imaginations of audiences throughout the world. While Princess Leia remains in one part of the universe in the movie, R2-D2 carries her holographic image to another world in a place far, far away. The message remains secret until Luke Skywalker, the young warrior, coaxes it from him. And in the stunning display of what, for that time, was state-of-the-art motion picture graphics, R2-D2 delivered Princess Leia's message by projecting a miniature image of her into the room as if she were there in person, a hologram. Suddenly, her lifelike image appeared in mid-air to make the plea. Because she looked three-dimensional to the movie audience, we were given the feeling that if we were there next to her, we could reach out and touch her, just like we could touch a person sitting next to us in the theater. If we did, however, our hands would pass through empty air because she's just a hologram. For many people in the 70s, this scene was their first experience of a holographic projection and how real one can appear. It also gave us a surprising glimpse of what our telephone calls may look like someday in a not-too-distant future. Even today, over 20 years later, the mere mention of the word hologram still brings to mind the image of Princess Leia. For all intents and purposes, a hologram is generally thought of as a picture, a three-dimensional image that looks lifelike when it's projected in a certain way or seen in a certain kind of light. And while this film rendition is one example of what a hologram may produce, there's much more to a hologram than simply a photograph. The holographic principle may be one of the simplest yet least understood phenomena of nature, and at the same time, this principle could hold the greatest possibility for making change on the largest possible scales within a time frame that's dizzying to the mind. To apply this power in our personal lives, however, we must understand precisely what a hologram is and how it works. So, first things first, just what is a hologram? If you were to ask scientists to explain a hologram, they would probably begin by describing it as a special kind of photograph, where the image on a surface suddenly appears three-dimensional when it's exposed to direct light. The process that creates these images involves a way of using laser light so that the picture becomes distributed over the entire surface of the film, a property that's called distributedness. It's this property that makes the holographic film so unique. Through distributedness, every part of the surface contains the entire image just as it was originally seen, only on a smaller scale. In other words, every part of the surface is a hologram. If the original image were divided into any number of pieces, each one, no matter how small, would still show a full view of the entire original image. Just as the direct experience of starting a car's engine is the most effective way to show how it works, probably the best way to illustrate how a hologram works is through an example. In the late 1980s, a series of bookmarks appeared on the market using holographic technology. These are collector's items by now. Each one was made of a shiny strip of silver paper that looked like glossy aluminum foil at first glance. When the paper was held directly under a bright light, however, and tilted back and forth, something happened that set these bookmarks apart from traditional ones. Suddenly, the images in the foil looked like they'd come to life and were hovering in the air just above the paper itself. As the bookmark was tilted one way and then another, the image remained present, three-dimensional and lifelike. I remember a number of different versions of these bookmarks, the face of Jesus, for example, or the body of Mother Mary, a dolphin jumping over a pyramid, and a rosebud in full bloom. If you have one of these bookmarks, you can do an experiment to prove to yourself just how a hologram works. A word of caution is necessary here. The drawback to this experiment is that your bookmark will be destroyed in the process. But with this in mind, you can use a sharp pair of scissors and cut your beautiful shiny bookmark into hundreds of pieces of any shape. And then you can take the smallest of those fragments and cut it again into an even smaller piece. If the bookmark is truly a hologram, you'll be able to look at your tiny speck of a bookmark under a magnifying glass and you will still see the entire image, only on a smaller scale. The reason is because the image exists everywhere throughout the bookmark. This is an example of why the holographic principle is so powerful in our lives. Key number 13 reminds us that in a holographic something, every piece of that something mirrors the whole something. Solving the mystery of the twin photons. So, with a clearer understanding of what a hologram is and how it's created, let's revisit the University of Geneva experiment from Chapter 1. To recap, a distance of 14 miles separated two particles, twin photons. When one photon was forced to choose between two pathways at the end of its journey, the second photon always made exactly the same choice as if it somehow knew what its twin was doing. The same experiment has been repeated on a number of different occasions, and each time the results are identical. The two particles act as if they're still connected, even though they're separated by miles. Conventional wisdom suggests that for this kind of connection to happen, the photons are somehow sending signals to one another, and this is where a problem comes in for physicists. Because for a signal to travel between these particles, it would have to be moving so fast, faster than the speed of light. But according to Einstein's theory of relativity, nothing can travel this fast. So, is it possible that these particles are violating the laws of physics, or are they showing us something else? Could they be showing us something so foreign to the way we think about our world that we're still trying to force the mystery of what we see into the familiar comfort of the way we believe energy gets from one place to another? What if the signal from one photon never traveled to get to the second? Is it possible that we live in a universe where the information between photons, or the prayer for our loved ones, or the desire for peace in a place halfway around the world never needs to travel anywhere to be received? Well, the answer is yes. This appears to be precisely the kind of universe we live in. Dr. Russell Targ, the co-founder of the Cognitive Sciences Program at the Stanford Research Institute in Menlo Park, California, describes this connection eloquently and beautifully. We live in a non-local world, he says, where things physically separated from one another can, nonetheless, be an instantaneous communication. Targ clarifies what such a connection means, stating, "It's not that I close my eyes and send a message to a person 1,000 miles away, but rather, in some sense, there is no separation between my consciousness and his consciousness." The reason that the signals did not have to travel between the photons is because they were already there. They never left from anywhere and were never carried to anywhere in the conventional sense, By definition, every place in a hologram is a reflection of every other place, and every property that exists anywhere in the hologram also exists everywhere else. So, in the non-local hologram of our universe, the underlying energy that links everything instantly connects everything as well. Spiritual teachers generally agree with scientists on this view of reality. As Irvin Laszlo, the founder of systems philosophy, describes, life evolves, as does the universe itself, in a sacred dance with an underlying field. This seems to be precisely what the ancient Avata Saka Sutra of Mahayana Buddhism is describing as the wonderful net of energy that connects all things in the universe. If the universe is non-local and holographic, not only does this net link everything together, every point within the net also reflects all other points. In addition to being the universe, the net contains the universe and gives it holographic qualities. Throughout the net, the ancient sutra describes an infinite number of what it calls the eyes in the universe. And as there are an infinite number of these eyes, all things are visible to all other things. In what, well, may be the oldest description of a hologram discovered so far, the sutra then reveals the power of each jewel to create change throughout the entire net. It actually states that each of the jewels reflected in any one is also reflecting all of the others, so that there is an infinite reflecting process occurring. Well, according to the translation of the sutra I've just referenced, this net symbolizes a cosmos in which there's an infinitely repeated relationship among all members of the cosmos. What a beautiful description of the subtle yet powerful principle that nature uses to survive and grow and evolve. In a holographic world where each piece already has the whole mirrored only on a smaller scale, everything is already everywhere. From the simplicity of a single blade of grass to the complexity of our bodies, it's this holographic principle that promises everything we need to survive and grow is always with us, everywhere, all of the time. So as we understand the power of our infinitely connected hologram of consciousness, it becomes clear that nothing is hidden and there are no secret places. These things are the byproducts of our sense of separateness. While it may look like that we're separated from one another and the rest of the world, that separation does not exist on the level where the hologram originates, within the divine matrix. With this level of unity, there really can be no such things as here and there. And this is why any change that we wish to see in our world, from the healing and safety of our loved ones to peace in the Middle East, or any of the 60-plus nations of our world now engaged in armed conflict, does not need to be sent from inside of our hearts and minds to the places where it's needed. You do not need to send anything anywhere. Our prayers are inside of us, and they're already everywhere. This is the powerful realization that's the 14th key in our exploration of the divine matrix. That key states that the universally connected hologram of consciousness promises that the instant you create your good wishes and prayers, they're already at their destination and they're already received. The implications of this principle are vast and deep. To really know what it means in our lives, however, we need to examine the last piece of how our hologram works, the power to create change within the hologram. If everything is really connected, and if everything is already everywhere all of the time, then what happens when we change something in one part of the hologram? And once again, the answer might surprise you.